Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and this is my friend Jeremy Wells, and welcome to our daily podcast, which we farted out sometime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MyRepublic. Even if you are listening to this courtesy of another provider, they won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits? What great New Zealanders they are.
And don't forget to subscribe, slag us off, and give us a 5-star review.
Matt, you remember the TV show Quantum Leap?
Yeah, where that guy just turned up and farted around time and space and ended up in embarrassing places. I love that show.
What a show. Well,
he'd start the show and suddenly he was on stage making a speech as the President of the United States of America,
right.
And he had to muck on through.
It was a crazy situation.
He'd save the day, though.
The final episode of Quantum Leap aired this day in 1993.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap.
Dr. Sam Beckett.
Who's the talking lady?
He awoke to find himself
a nondescript female.
Facing mirror images that were not his own and driven by an unknown force to change history for the better.
He wanted to change history for the better.
An observer.
No, he didn't want to do it.
Who appears in the form.
Did he?
Oh, there's an unknown force.
Yeah. It turned out to be God at the end of this on the last episode, didn't it?
It was a little bit disappointing, actually.
You got a problem with God?
I do, actually, yeah.
He's all right, isn't
he? Nah. He's caused some problems in the past.
He's fixed some problems.
Well, has he? That's the question. Oh, here we go.
Only got the Doogie Howser keyboards. A great tune.
You're right about Doogie Howser, though. Very similar.
We should have gone through, Jerry. We were out last night having a few drinks, and I came up to Jerry and I said, "It's too late. We've got to go through. We've got to follow through right through the night. There's no point in going home."
It seemed like a reasonable idea to me.
Until you whipped out your phone and pointed out it was 8:30. I thought it was about 4 in the morning. I was like, "We've got to go through." You're like, "We can't go through from 8:30.
There's no way of going through. I said, how are we going to go through? Yeah.
But to be fair, I didn't know it was 8:30. But neither did you until you checked.
No.
You were like, yeah, we're going to go through.
I was dangerously early.
But right now it's time for
The Agenda.
A little bit later, Hair of the Dog. Soon, placebo pills. And a little bit meth-fueled self-pleasure. But now, Canterbury Panther spotted again.
Let's get into the meth-fueled self-pleasure now, I mean, surely.
Actually, no, hang on a minute. Yeah, right. Let's not go. Okay, can I do that again?
Yeah, sure, go.
Right now, Hair of the Dog. Later, Canterbury Panther spotted again. Then after that, Hair of the Dog.
New Zealand's consumer watchdog. We should have gone through. New Zealand's consumer watchdog has found most cold and flu medicines are a waste of money. And no better than paracetamol, honey and rest. Consumer New Zealand found many products, some costing up to $30, had unconvincing scientific evidence to back up their claims, and were little more than placebo effects. Consumer New Zealand looked at more than 50 cold and flu products, from decongestants and antihistamines through to cough drops, to see which offer the most effective relief. It found more convincing evidence that staples such as paracetamol, ibuprofen and aspirin can help ease the aches and discomfort from cold or flu. Studies also suggest decongestant nasal sprays may help ease that bunged up feeling.
Well, I've always thought this. I've thought this for a very long time. You know, you're sick and you go into a pharmacy.
Yeah.
And you spend like 50 something bucks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do anything.
No.
But back in the day when they used to have pseudoephedrine.
Oh.
But you know, John Key, you know, popular prime minister, but the worst thing he did, the thing that damaged the country the most, was when he banned pseudoephedrine from being sold to just everyday people across the counter.
That was a disaster.
Because you used to be able to just go and buy it and it wouldn't make you feel better, but it would get you through the day if you had to work. You know, if you really had to work, you couldn't take the day off. You could pump those night and days, and the days would just give you a mass hit, hey?
Well, do you remember that ad, Soldier On with Codrell?
Yeah.
When you're winning the fight and things are going right, soldier on with Coldrill, soldier on. Mm. Boy, you could soldier on, but it turns out that was just basically methamphetamine that you were taking.
Which is bloody good.
It was making you soldier on. It was very good for colds and flus.
Yeah. You know, there's an ad at the moment on the TV, and it's been on for a few years, where this fireman blasts a lot of white stuff into this woman's mouth. Do you know that ad?
No, what's that?
It's like a cold and flu ad. I want to get it banned.
Really?
Yeah. So this too sort of erotically charged for me.
I don't even know what that ad is.
I'll find it.
I'm looking for the cultural soldier on, actually.
Yeah, here we go. I found it. Here we go. Oh, no, hang on a minute.
What are you doing?
We'll come back with that ad.
What are you doing?
Well, I found an Australian version of it from 1989.
Oh, I think that's the one.
Is it?
Cold. Boo, and there's people depending on you.
Soldier on.
Here we go.
Soldier on with cultural soldier on. Soldier on. Soldier on with cultural soldier on. Soldier on. You know you're winning the fight when things are going right. Soldier on with cultural soldier on.
So it was Codral with the methamphetamine in it. I mean, yeah. just the acetoethadrine.
Yeah, that you could then break down if you knew what you were doing into methamphetamine.
But only about one person ever done that. No one was going to run a pee industry where they were just going into the pharmacy and buying flu tablets, were they?
Well, years and years and years and years before anybody knew about methamphetamine, before pee even existed in New Zealand, I knew a woman who was addicted to Codral.
What?
Massively addicted to Codral. And she'd take 6 or 7 Codrals a day.
Well, what was the harm?
What was wrong with her?
No, but what was the harm? What harm was she doing? Well, who cares?
She wasn't doing any harm to anyone.
No, exactly.
Just doing harm to herself.
People are so freaked out about this kind of stuff. Could we just have our cold and flu tablets back that make us able to work?
No, you can't.
You can't?
You can't.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hodaki Breakfast.
We should have followed through from last night.
Yeah. We're following through.
We are, but we've had a break in the middle. Survey party last night, of course, and Hodaki did very well, so we pushed the boat out. But we came back to shore. That was the stupid thing.
Yeah.
And then we had to push the boat back out this morning. And now we're like we're rammed into the moorings and someone drowned.
Hey, here's Steve from Wellington. Morning, Steve.
Hey guys.
How are you, Steve?
Good, good.
You on
good.
The pseudoephedrine this morning?
No, but it did bring back some happy memories of the old Actifed back in the day. That was just like drinking moonshine.
Actifed.
Who doesn't love Actifed?
Well, why did the government suddenly get so angry at people just dealing with their flu symptoms?
Well, you know,
you just want to go to work and pay your taxes,
yeah,
don't
but you?
You
know why? It's what? Because people were breaking it down and turning it into myth.
Yeah, but who? How many? Not me. I wasn't. Bloody Steve in Wellington wasn't. You weren't, Jerry.
Well, maybe Steve
Chris
from Wellington
wasn't.
Was. Were you, Steve?
Alex was. But
No.
You were just soldiering on with Actifed.
I was soldiering on.
This was Steve.
Boo, and there's people what? Depending on you.
What? Soldier on.
I mean, the thing is, people were depending
soldier
on me.
Yeah. On with soldier on. Soldier
I mean, I could do it with a couple
soldier
of codras now.
On with pseudoephedrine.
Soldier on, you know you're winning now. Fight with things that go wrong.
It was pseudoephedrine. It was with some paracetamol.
But the nights. Because, you know, you had the day and night.
Oh, yeah.
But the nights were really good as well.
Oh, the nights.
Do you like the nights, Steve?
You can still get the nights.
Nights certainly took the edge off.
They didn't, they? Because you were up all day. You were, like, pinging. Peaking.
They took the edge
it's
off.
It's the yin and yang, isn't it? If you're up, you've got to come down at some stage.
Well, you did. That's right. But I used to find the problem was the more codrals that you had during the day, the more nights you had to take. The more days you had, the more nights you had to take.
And then you were straight into the pharmacy the next morning. Can I have 25 packs?
It's supporting New Zealand economy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You can still get them in the States, of course.
Yeah, so good. So good. I mean, the pharmacies, or drugstores as they call them over there, and it's more accurately described over there as a drugstore. You can get a lot of good stuff. Especially in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, I went into a pharmacy in Thailand once, and I really needed to sleep, but the woman behind the counter didn't speak English, so I put my hands, you know, like made the sleep gesture.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I went back to my hotel room and took what she gave me, and about 5 minutes later, I stood up and started running around the room and knocked a bunch of bottles over and went crazy, and I think what I'd said to her was, I'm sleepy.
Oh.
No, I need to sleep.
Oh, right, yes, I see what you mean.
So she gave me something that kept me up for about 4 days.
Yeah, well,
it was a good time, isn't it?
They don't have Pharmac over there. They've got slightly more lax rules in Thailand around what you can and can't have.
Okay, Steve from Wellington, we're going to put you through the Matt and Jerry, are the following good flu remedies or not? Flu. We've got a bit of head of steam going, actually. I've got to be honest with you. Are you ready to play? Steve from Wellington. Is honey and warm water a good flu remedy? Steve from Wellington.
He's disappointed with you.
Steve from Wellington hates me.
Yeah.
Well, we need someone else online.
He hung up on you.
We've just started our quiz. 0800 Horaki.
He hung up on you.
Good morning. You're a new caller to the Matt and Jerry Show.
Hey, just heard you got dropped and didn't want to leave you in the lurch.
Yeah.
That's very kind of you. Thanks. Very kind of you.
What's your name?
No, I'm Jack from Mount Maunganui.
Jack from the
Mount.
Good,
mate. Yeah. How are you boys this morning? It's all head of steam, I hear.
Jeez, Jack. We should have gone through. That's a mistake.
Well, I said that to you.
Rookie era.
I said it to you. But when I said it to you, I thought it was 4 in the morning. It turned out it was only 8.30.
Yeah, man, you can't go through from 8.30.
Well, the problem is we started about 9 a.m., so everything was slipped back a few hours. Okay. Okay, Jack, honey in warm water. Good flu remedy?
Great for a sore throat.
Pouch of Port Royals, Rollies, no filter?
No, I'd probably pass on that one.
Yeah, you want to pass on that. That's terrible filter. For a flu. It's terrible.
When I was younger and I used to smoke, I seriously thought that you smoked out a cold. And that was every time I'd try and smoke it out and I'd end up with bronchitis.
That's a good little circle, because then you'd cost more and then you'd go out and buy more cigarettes.
Smoke it out. It's like, no, you can't smoke out a cold.
What about, Jack from the Mount, is a few shots of vodka a good flu remedy?
Oh, if you're struggling to sleep, yeah, that's great.
I agree. I mean, I've cured every illness I've had. Is an illness a word?
No, illness is not. It's a combination. Illness is a combination of ailment and illness.
Every ailment.
If you mix the vodka with your honey and water, it goes down even better.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, Jack, is that I've known Matt for a long time now, and I've never seen him with a cold.
No.
And the reason for that is because there's so much alcohol swirling around in that system that nothing survives.
No, it just kills it.
Just kills everything.
It's like a human on trying to land on Jupiter.
It's your own brand of chemotherapy.
The flu can't handle it.
It's horrific inside that body of yours.
Jack, what about getting on the glass barbecue? Is that good for the flu?
I think for the mental state, you'd surely distract yourself.
And
I don't know if
It is actually good. It is actually good, Jack. I've seen a number of people who just don't get colds on the glass barbecue until they come off the glass barbecue.
Yeah.
At that point, they get a cold that lasts
terrible for
years.
Trying to own a house or a business or keep a family together.
But great for soldiering on.
But the priorities, really, isn't it?
It'll keep the flu away. Finally, Jack, you're doing very well, actually. It's quite impressive. You're 4 for 4 so far, Jack, from the Mount. Finally, rough trade in the bedroom. Does that keep the flu away?
Absolutely,
definitely
give that a tick. Yeah,
that's the first thing you should get involved in.
Great work, Jack. I find a bit of cardio when you're just almost there. Really, really puts it out.
Jack, you've stepped in from Steve. You've stepped in for Steve from Wellington, and geez, you've done a great job.
You've gone 5 for 5.
You're a great New Zealander.
Thank you very much.
So I said to her, "Look, if you're going to do that, then do it properly. You know, don't do it half. Don't go halfway. You do the full, service." And then she told me to bugger off.
Absolutely. Oh, is the mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're halfway through a podcast. Listen to the rest. There's some great stuff to come.
All right, number one, Naki Nips paying $7.30 and $2.90.
Yes, Jerry, our Mexican playmate up Mount Taranaki with her boobies and booty out. Some people aren't happy, but tell you what, Larry Williams was very happy about it.
He certainly was. Number two, sexual recreation, $9.15 and $3.75.
Well, an Oregon father and son took a photo in the bath many, many years ago, then recreated it this year, and looks like they're having sex.
Certainly does. Maisina, have you ever... gone in the bath with your adult child?
That's a bit weird.
Maisina, do you tend to bath or shower more?
Both.
What would they say? You're in the bath with the shower on. Sometimes
I have long baths, hot baths, and showers.
All right.
She's a normal person, Matt Mason. I'm not sure.
I like to get the shower handle off and just really work those downstairs areas.
Number three, curb your vicar pay. $12.10 and $6.20 Lisa from Dunedin's got that horse.
Wow, there was that Dunedin vicar. What a great New Zealander on the source mounting the curbs on Cumberland Street.
You ever mounted a curb, Masina?
A curb? What is it?
You know, like on the, you know, like the gutter. You know, like on the side, like you got the footpath, and then there's the gutter so that the water can go.
Oh,
down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Curb. You ever mounted a curb, Masina?
Someone on top of the curb.
Oh, really? Jesus. Masina.
Number four, shirtless nuptial.
Yeah, Matthew.
$4.50 and $1.85
Matthew Ridgey Ridge is getting married, but will he ride up the aisle with no shirt on and on a BMX with no shirt and some punishing white headphones on?
Ridgey. Number five, retarded robber, $6.85 and $2.50 John from Gore has that horse.
Glenfield, 2 days ago, a bank robber robs an ANZ and then nips around the corner, tries to order a taxi from someone's house, and then gets all sweaty and a bit of a spoon.
Pine Tree Discharge, $5.25 and $2 even
Yeah, Vern is all about the Pine Tree Discharge. Colin Meads, he's out of hospital and back on the deer horns.
Number seven, Captain Thumbbum, $6.15 and $3.70
Yep, the great New Zealander Eye Socket Reed has bunged his thumb. Hopefully he'll be back for the Lions, great New Zealander.
And finally, number eight, Jail Just, $3.90 and $1.75 Masina's got that, haven't you, Masina? That's your horse.
Yeah, number eight.
Jail Just.
Your horse. Yep. She's in jail. Cool. She wants a baby, needs the milk of the Japsy, but is that the taxpayer's problem? Probably not.
No.
The Hauraki Breakfast with Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells.
Just waiting for number four to come into line, shirtless nuptial. She's shown some good form, the 5-year-old out of Ridgey's Rooter and BMX Bandit. Looks like we're set now. Starter's orders. Racing this time at Tarapa in the weekly issue du jour, Guinea's number five, retarded robber, started well, as did number eight, Jail Jizz. Naki Nips got a jump on the field. Meanwhile, Pine Tree Discharge was slow to start, and Captain Thumbbum, shirtless nuptial, and Curb Your Vicar were last out of the gates. 2:50 gone now on the field, starting to settle out early. In front is number eight, Jail Jizz. On her shoulder is Naki Nips. Quarter of a length separates the leaders, and number six, Pine Tree Discharge, on the rail, half a length back is retarded robber. On the outside now is shirtless nuptial. Next is Captain Thumbbum, who quickly fell off the pace. Then comes Curb Your Vicar, 3 lengths back from the leaders. And bringing up the rear is number two, Sexual Recreation. Galloping into the turn, 500 to go. Still anyone's race here at Tarapa. And Naki Nips and Jail Jizz lead the field. Next is number six, Pine Tree Discharge, half a length back from the leaders. Then comes Captain Thumbbum, starting to make a move on the field now. Also making a move on the outside is number two, Sexual Recreation. On her shoulder is retarded robber. Next back 2 lengths from the leaders is Curb Your Vicar, and last now is shirtless nuptial. 300 to go now, and the field starts to take the turn. Captain Thumbbum starting to come home strongly on the outside. With her is Pine Tree Discharge, who's well in contention. On the inside, getting blocked on the rail under the pump is Jail Jizz. Naki Nips has fallen off the pace, but here comes retarded robber, putting the foot down the 3-year-old. Captain Thumbbum coming home very strongly indeed. Curb Your Vicar also going hard towards the line. It's a close one. It looks to me like retarded robber has just pipped Captain Thumbbum by a nose. Jail Jizz, the favourite, came home third. Fourth was Pine Tree Discharge, just out of the money. Then came Naki Nips, who fell away in the final 50. Next was Sexual Recreation. Second to last was Shirtless Nuptial. And last by 4 lengths was Curb Your Vicar.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells. The Hauraki Breakfast.
Great pleasure to welcome into the studio Matt Chisholm. Matt Chisholm, host of Survivor. Now, Matt, it must have been how long ago when you last joined us? You came into the studio, you stood in that exact position that you're standing in now.
To announce that you were the new host of Survivor in New Zealand. Or the first host of Survivor New Zealand.
That's it. How long ago was that? Shit, it must be, what, 8, 9, 10, 11 months maybe? What
8, 9, 10, 11. I mean, that's vague, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
8,
look,
9, 10, 11.
I haven't got the hard 13, 14, facts 15, in front of me, guys. So
16. No, I
so
see
you've been,
that.
I'm putting
you've
a range
been,
out.
You've been fair go. You've been seven sharp. How does being Survivor host stack up with those?
Well, there's nothing quite like it, really. You've got to live and breathe it day in, day out. 24 hours a day, I think that's how many hours there are in a day, and you're a long way from home, Nicaragua, Yeah. I hope I said that correctly.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
What the hell did you go out there for?
Well, they were looking at the Chathams. But the biggest threat there was the woman.
Yeah.
and so they went to Nicaragua, where there are tarantulas and scorpions and snakes and those kind of little. You know, it's got a name, it's got a reputation, hasn't it?
So is this Matt Chisholm or is this Jeff Probst?
Here in front of me now, in front of you now.
Yeah, yeah, right now.
Who's talking right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you haven't gone full Jeff, have you?
I haven't gone full Jeff. He manscapes.
I
don't do that. No.
Well, you grew up in the south of the South Island, didn't you?
That's right.
Any kind of manscaping is considered, it's homosexual behaviour, isn't it, down in the South Island? That's illegal still down there.
It's still illegal to be homosexual or even engage in homosexual culture. I think it's south of Timaru.
I think it's the Waitaki River.
Yeah, the Waitaki River's there at the border. The Otago border.
It's Kurau South.
You can't go around manscaping.
So, okay, you're on the Survivor Island matchism.
That's it.
But you don't have to. You go back to a hotel, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, and the hotel was lush, but, you know, we're still talking developing world, so when it rained, I'd step out of my bed into a puddle, and it was the rain. It was real rain.
Real rain.
Real rain. And sharks, could it rain in that place?
Yeah.
Like, really belted out, like, with good thunder and lightning, right. And like nothing I'd ever seen or heard before.
Was it, I mean, it's ridiculous to say, but was it a struggle for you?
Well, that's ridiculous to say, but it was a real struggle for me.
Considering some people are just sitting in the jungle.
Yeah. But look, I'm going to come clean and say, look, that first week, so I got there early to acclimatise. That didn't work. Day one, I got the shits, right?
Yep.
And about 3 or 4 o'clock, probably a little bit of heat stroke, the medics reckon. And so 6:30 at night, I had to go and do 2 tribal councils, which won't mean a lot to a lot of you, but that's an hour and a half of interviewing 16 people. 6 o'clock at night, I've got the shits, and I'm like, the medic's like, hey, you should have a cold shower.
How many medics are there? Just
two
medics.
Which is not really where the story's going, but look, so I jump on the toilet, he goes, have a cold shower. I jump in the cold shower, cold showering, I think I need to go to the toilet. I went to the toilet in the shower. I didn't mean to.
Right.
Inadvertently punched one out in the shower. Right.
And did you press it through with your foot? Did you flip it down?
Yes!
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did.
You have to.
That's the only way.
You're not going to get down.
What else are you
going to
do?
It was the medic's shower, actually. It was their shower.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do, though? You've accidentally relieved yourself of your waste.
Yeah.
And that's, well, you know, involuntarily. And it's on the floor of the shower, man. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're not going to push it through with your hand. You're not going to just turn the shower off and walk out.
Yeah, now, let's be honest.
Punch it through with your foot.
It was an easy push.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of substance.
Yeah, it wasn't a solid operation.
We weren't talking solids at that stage.
Chisholm, that's not the kind of thing that makes the cut, though, does it?
That doesn't make the cut. The cameras weren't rolling for that. They weren't filming that. That was
bugger.
That was Survivor behind the scenes.
Bugger.
Next season, because let's be honest, there'll be a season two. you heard it here first, actually.
Yeah, there'll be a season two.
I'll have a GoPro attached to my shoulder like a small bird, and we'll be filming that stuff.
Yeah.
Because people want to see that stuff and know about it, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
You need to push for something like Morocco. For the next one, or you know,
you won't be going back to Nicaragua, will you?
Well, I don't like going somewhere twice.
No,
in fact, I'm not usually invited back. So, we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah,
yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Am I getting ahead of myself
or something
here?
Like that? Waiheke?
Well, it's not hard to survive over there, is it?
Well, it depends on what part of the island.
Those double-decker buses are just wreaking havoc.
Killer.
Over there.
They're a killer.
Depends which part. I mean, southern Waiheke, very, very rough and rugged down there.
Is it?
Oh, Manawar Bay.
Yeah, it takes bloody about 5 days to get there,
exactly.
And those rickety double-decker buses you speak of.
You're absolutely right, Matt Chisholm, host of Survivor. So Survivor New Zealand is on in TVNZ 2, as it's called now. It's not TV 2. On Sundays at 7 p.m. and Mondays at 7:30 p.m.
Spot on, Matt.
Well, for those of you that don't have a TV, you can live stream it at tvnz.co.nz/survivornz.
Do some people not have TVs?
Well, nowadays, people don't have TVs. Our producer Alex doesn't have a TV.
No,
apparently he doesn't have a TV.
He's very modern.
Alex, that's the end of our relationship, Alex.
Yeah, he watches everything on his laptop in bed. It's mainly short films.
I was not in that situation.
You were?
I wasn't.
You were?
What? Are you sure?
What, are you telling me my eyes were lying?
Well, I don't know. I just don't remember that.
Not only were you in that situation, you organised the whole situation.
I remember organising it, but I don't remember coming through. I think I vaguely remember organising it, but then I think I missed out.
Well, why would you organise it if you don't?
Well, that's what I mean. It was a disaster.
It's a well-documented fact that Jeremy James Drummond Wales has a huge white on for incredible stories from around the world. But
good work.
Do you have a white on for his white on?
Good, Edmund.
One caller on 0800 Hodaki. Decides if the story is incredible or not.
Great, Edmund. Matt, over nearly 30 years as the head of one of the most powerful crime organisations in the world, the jailed drug lord El Chapo, is reputed to have built up a fortune worth at least $1 billion. But according to Mexico's Attorney General, U.S. authorities investigating the kingpin have still not been able to trace a single dollar worth of Guzman's ill-gotten gains. Guzman is El Chapo. As of today, U.S. authorities have not found even a dollar of El Chapo's assets. Raul Cervantes told broadcaster Televisa on Wednesday his money hasn't been found because he didn't use the financial system, Matt.
So was he using the, how you say, bury it in a box method?
He was using BarterCard.
Was he?
He was solely focused on BarterCard.
Wow.
He was the only person in the world to use it.
What about Pablo Escobar, who buried all those millions of dollars, but when he was on the way down, he went to find them, and a lot of it was, you know, it hadn't been sealed properly, lot of his money was rotten and moldy and useless.
That's a disaster. What about the hippos? What about his hippos?
Pablo Escobar's hippos, they're still causing terrible problems in Colombia.
That's right.
Colombia.
Right. Here's Sean. G'day, Sean.
Oh, yeah,
turn that down there, Sean. So, yeah, Pablo Escobar, because he ran that huge zoo at the Hacienda, his huge ranch.
His compound,
when he was at the peak of his drug kingpin powers.
Mm.
But when the police raided, all the animals ran away, and it turns out that the hippos loved living in Colombia.
Yeah, it was perfect for them.
And so they went crazy. But hippos are the most, they kill more people than any other animal on the planet.
They're a disaster.
Hippos are good guard dogs, yeah.
Yeah. So what's happened in Colombia is that the hippos just come out of the rivers and just kill people in villages and stuff.
They are not great New Zealanders.
And there was a great, in this great documentary, there was a guy whose father had been killed by Pablo Escobar, and then and his wife had been killed by one of Pablo Escobar's hippos 30 years later.
That's not good.
Way to go. I'll be right with that.
And he was like, well, come on, when's this guy going to stop killing people?
Hey, Matt, have you met Sean before?
Yeah, great New Zealander.
Sean, Matt, Sean.
Welcome to the show, Sean.
Good.
Jeez, you're looking good today, Sean.
Cheers for that, mate. I've still got fucking stuck in cheese pile on my face, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. You've done something with your hair?
Just put pie in it, really.
Yeah. Pie?
Steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese is
where did you get the steak and cheese from?
No, I walk with Bakehouse.
Ah, Rodney. Love Rodney.
What did you call for, Sean?
That's a good one.
I just always get a massive white on when you guys talk about drug lords and
Gotcha.
What was the last thing you got me a white on for? Was it like a black rhino or something?
Something Rodney. So is that incredible, Rodney?
That's not Rodney, it's Sean.
Still.
He's from Rodney.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I think that the massive hangover that Matt's rocking this morning is probably more incredible than the story, but I'll still give it to you.
Thank you.
It should have gone through. That's the thing.
It is quite something, I've got to say.
Should have gone through.
Thanks for sitting through another Matt and Jerry show on Radio Hodaki.
This podcast was brought to you by our bloody great mates at MyRepublic, the internet service provider that knows no limits. And when you sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast, you will get 1 month free on top of what's already a bloody great deal.
MyRepublic. Like us at times, they know no limits.